a dozen brows rose, and Saba Sebatin sissed and slapped her palm on the arm of her chair.
Thank you, Chief. This one needed a joke.
Barata Kel shot a furry glower across the table at the Barabel.
I think the Chief is serious, Master Sebatin.
She turned to Dorvin.
Yes?
Dorvin nodded, but shot a self-deprecating smile in Saba's direction. Master Sebatin has every right to laugh, he said. You see, Abeloth wanted me to kill her. Most of the beings at the table once again began to look at Dorvin as though we were having a breakdown, but Kyle Katarn merely cocked his head in curiosity.
I'm afraid we're not really following you, Chief, he said. Why would Abeloth want you to kill one of her bodies?
Dorvin shrugged.
Maybe because it was wearing out, or maybe because she was going to enter the computer core anyway, he said. All I can tell you is that I stole a holdout blaster and put a couple of bolts through her head. The next thing I know, I'm flying into a wall, and I discover that she has manifested herself out in the computer core. I realized later that the whole thing was just a trap for Ben.
Luke shifted forward in his chair.
For Ben? He asked. What makes you think it was just for Ben?
Because Ben is the one they took.
Dorvin looked over at the horns, then said,
But maybe you should ask Valen or Gisela. They were in a better state of mind than I to make that judgment.
There's no doubt about it, Valen said, stepping forward. Looking back, Abeloth was trying to isolate Ben from the moment we started down the corridor. She could have taken us all out along the way, but she wanted Ben alive.
I'd even say that she might have been driving us toward the computer core just to set up Ben's capture,
Gisela agreed.
Everything was timed to the millisecond. Then once she had Ben, she left the rest of us alone.
Which isn't to say she actually let us go, in case anyone's wondering, Valen said.
She just left us to the Sith and didn't expend any more of her own effort on us.
Jaina understood the need for the clarification. Valen and Gisela Horn had been among the first Jedi Knights to become infected with the Force psychosis when Abeloth began to reach out from her prison in the Maw, and they'd actually become her spies for a time. Fortunately, they had been cured after Abeloth's defeat on Nam Chereos, and everyone assumed the cure was complete. Still, had the Masters known where Abeloth was hiding when they were preparing to storm the temple, the Horn siblings were the last two Jedi Knights they would have sent in with the initial wave.
And Abeloth didn't reach out to you at all while you were inside the temple?
Silgol asked.
You had no episodes of paranoia or confusion?
We didn't say that, Valen replied with a grin. We're still trying to figure out why she took Ben and ignored us. It seems kind of suspicious.
I think I may know the answer,
Jaina said. She turned to Dorvin.
You said the body you killed in the computer core was wearing out?
That's right, Dorvin replied. She was pretty emaciated by then.
And this was Roki Kem's body, correct?
That's right, Dorvin replied. Didn't I say that?
I just wanted to be sure.
Jaina looked back to the rest of the table.
When I spoke to Tahiri Vela, she mentioned that Pogorski's body was deteriorating too. In fact, Tahiri said the only reason she and Fett survived was because Abeloth didn't want to kill Tahiri. She wanted to trade Pogorski's body for Tahiri's.
Of course,
Silgol said.
Pogorski and Kem weren't Force users. Their bodies would not tolerate so much Force energy.
That doesn't explain the focus on Ben, Kyle said. If it was just a matter of being a Force user, Abeloth could have taken Valen or Gisela or one of her Sith servants just as easily. It's something else. Something that makes Ben special.
Well, he is a Skywalker,
Kip Duren pointed out.
The grandson of the Chosen One.
And Jaina is a granddaughter of the Chosen One,
Luke countered.
I'm more inclined to think it has something to do with shelter. Maybe Abeloth just wants him because he withdrew from her touch when he was a toddler.